Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Well, here it is, Friday, and praise God, Jesus is still Lord. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here, and I'm glad you're here. Praise God. Amen. I know you've enjoyed this week, and when the Scripture and faith comes, and then you begin to see things. I read that fifth chapter of Mark for over 50 years before I saw that. Where did he get those clothes? And there it was all the time. Now, excuse me, let's go back over there to the fifth chapter once again. I want to show you something here. Now, here he is. He's in the boat with Jesus and his staff. He's got on brand new clothes. And he's never met anybody like this in his entire life. He not only delivered him, not only set him free, he's sending him home well-dressed. So what are we talking about? Faith always prepares ahead of time for what it believes is going to happen. Jesus prepared ahead of time. Obviously, he did, clothed and in his right mind in the 15th verse. But look at his message. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not. He wanted to go with him. I want to go with you, man. I want to travel with you. I've never met anybody like you in this group with you. Let me go with you. No. Jesus said, no. Go home to your friends. Tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. He departed and began to preach. Preach what? Compassion. Love. The love message. He went everywhere preaching in the love of God, the love of Jesus. Now then, faith's motive. We've found out here that faith prepares and faith praises. Amen. One woman, in fact, I called Billy Brim. I said, Billy, do you remember this woman's name? She said, no. Oh, I wish I... No, she said, I don't. Anyway, they told her she would never, ever walk again. She said, no, you're wrong. I will. And her grandsons took her to the hospital. She took her shoes with her. And her grandson said, Mom, said, why are you taking your shoes? I'm going to walk out of this place. No. She said, yes, I will. She told the doctor. She told everybody. And she had her shoes. And they thought, well, she's a religious nut. She was. Amen. Yeah. No, she's a faith woman. Corresponding action ahead of time. Jesus came to her in the night and healed her and visited with her. And the next morning she got up, got dressed, and put her shoes on and walked into her doctor. He said, no, I don't believe this. She said, look at me. She gave me like her name was Gertrude or something. I almost got it. Anyway, no, you cannot walk. And I don't believe it. And he turned around and faced the wall. He wouldn't face her. And she walked in there and she walked out of that hospital. But she took her shoes with her. She took her shoes with her. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
Action. Believe it, receive it, and act on it. Yes. Now, faith's motive is always love. He told him, go preach compassion. Go preach love. And you can just do your research and so forth. Back, Jesus went back into that same area where that man had preached just right there close, and they just overwhelmed him because of that man's ministry. And I believe it had to do with how well he was dressed. They said, look at him. He had come in there in them old rag tags he had on. They said, dear God, who wants to believe anything this guy like this says? But here's a man comes in well-dressed. And then he says, that man, I found out his name is Jesus. He's the one that gave me the clothes. He's the one that prospered me. He's the one. Now I know his name. And now I can preach in his name. And I can tell you how he loved me and had compassion on me. And now I know there's a God in Israel. And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Preaching love. Now go with me to the book of Ephesians. Faith's motive is always love, right? Always. Faith works by love. So now, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Now, just listen. This is Ephesians 5 in the Classic Amplified. Therefore, now that Greek word is M-I-M-E-T-E-S. We get our word mimic from that. The English word mimic comes from that. Therefore, be imitators of God. Copy him and follow his example. As well, beloved children, imitate their father and walk in love. Walk in love. Imitate him. Well, he is your father. He's your very own father. Jesus is your blood brother. And one day I was about Jesus going to the cross, and you can't imagine how much trouble I got in back in the old days when I began to preach that he went to hell. Come on. Can you read? I mean, well, no. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And it's, anyway. He went into hell and was there for 3 days and three nights. Jesus said, like Jonah was in the whale, so shall the Son of Man be. Now, in order to make that work, if you go the traditional route of Friday, it doesn't work. But this was a high Sabbath. It started on Wednesday, not Friday. It just pays to know what the Bible is saying, and it's in the book of John. Instead of going by tradition, and you just figure it out, it's just exactly like Jesus said. Anyway, well, of course it was. Now, therefore be imitators of God. Copy him. Follow his example. As well, beloved children, imitate their father and walk in love, esteeming and delighting in one another as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a slain offering and sacrifice to God for you, so that it became a sweet fragrance. Now, Jesus did that for you, and he did that for me. And one day I just came all over me. Oh, love did that for me. Love did that for me. And I remember when the Lord really put it to me. And of course, I spent the rest of my ministry life asking the same question. Did God heal me because I had faith? Well, I needed faith, yes. But no, he healed me because he loved me. He prospered me because he loved me. He's my father. And Jesus is my blood brother. Now, my having a Native American background on my mother's side, that really excited me. Because I was a little boy, I wanted a blood brother. And I got E.W. Kenyon's little book, The Blood Covenant. I'll tell you what happened. Tim, how much time do I have? I got time?
11 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I can do this. This was back in the day. And there was a shuttle that ran from Dallas Love to Houston and then over to Fort Worth. And you could just go to the gate and buy a ticket for it. And so our airplane was in the shop for something, whatever it was. So I needed to go to, Houston. And so I just went on that Braniff shuttle. Well, I don't want in the back end of the airplane. And most people want a window. I care about looking out the window. I look out the front window. Why do I want to look out the side window? So I just head for the front of the airplane. And they had the bulkhead up there was carpeted. And so I thought, I'm going to read that book that somebody gave me. I hadn't looked at it. Back there then, it was small enough. I had it in my coat pocket. I got it out. Oh. E.W. Kenyon, the man wrote with such an anointing, you could hardly read more than a sentence at a time. Jesus Christ, by covenant, is my blood brother in his blood. Dear God. I didn't have a brother. I didn't have a sister. I always wanted a brother, but I just wanted a blood brother. And now, here came the lady with the booze cart. She walked up there with this big smile on her face. She said, "Oh no, you've had too much already." I said, "Yeah, I guess my eyes are glazed over." I said, "Yeah, lady, I'm drunk, but not on your stuff." My blood brother. And the other thing that hit me was in the 17th chapter of John. He's praying that final prayer. He's going to the cross here in hours. Well, back when I first began to read this, I didn't understand all that. And I had just learned about agreement prayer. I was still at ORU. And I thought, I just learned about the prayer of agreement from Brother Hagin and the power in this thing. And then Brother Roberts would talk about it. And I thought, it's the most amazing thing I ever heard in my life. And so I had my Bible, and I'm just walking around the room there, and I thought, now here Jesus prayed this prayer, the 17th chapter of John. And so he prayed this, so I'm going to pray it, and I'm going to agree with him. And so And I go, oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus, I agree with that. And I will, Father, glorify that. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, I agree. Glory to God. They're not of this world either, as I'm not of this world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Oh, yes. Thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sinned also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. I thought, dear God, that's me. That is me. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, yes. That they all may be one, oh, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one with us. Oh, yes, I agree with that. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Oh, I believe that. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be perfect in us. That the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as much as you love. No. That love them as much as thou hast loved me. And it frightened me. And I'm just standing there. And I said, how could that possibly be? That God loves me as much as he did Jesus and does Jesus. I didn't know I was a new creature, all right? I hadn't found that out yet. And I said, but I said I was going to agree with this. And it's written in red, so I have to agree with it. And I mean, I was shaking. I was literally trembling. And I had my Bible up here like this. I said, oh, God. I believe that you love Kenneth as much as you love Jesus. I was shaking. I believe it. I believe that. That God loves me as much as he loves you, Jesus. And I want you to know my insides were jumping up and down. I just began to walk around that little room. God loves Kenneth. God loves Kenneth. God loves Kenneth. And at first, well, just all I could think about was Kenneth B.C. And I thought, God loves Kenneth. God loves Kenneth. And I just walked around and God loves Kenneth. God loves Kenneth. God loves Kenneth. God loves me as much as he does Jesus. Well, of course he does. Of course he does. He is love. He doesn't have love. He is love. He has faith, but he is love. And Jesus is the Son of love. It was love on the cross. It was love that raised him from the dead. It was love that was love that put our sicknesses and our diseases and our poverty, the whole curse, all of it on him. Amen. The curse of the law. He was made a curse for us, that the blessing of Abraham might come on all of us, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit, that we might receive what the Spirit promised, and we receive it by faith, through faith. Hallelujah, that the blessing of Abraham. Now, let me give you just a little nugget that you can take home this weekend and think about. The Apostle Paul was from the tribe of Benjamin, right? Mm-hmm. Then why are the Jews not called Bens? They are called Jews, which is short for Judah. And Jesus is from the tribe of Judah. Thought you might enjoy that. Amen?
Amen.
He has marked all of Israel and all the world. He is the God of our salvation. He is the God that came to make us free. And because of Him, we are free. Because of Him, this book is real. When one is willing and obedient, Isaiah 1:18 and 19, he will eat the good of the Lamb, the land. Why? Because He loves you. If you're willing and obedient, now those two go together. I got in trouble with that. I said, Lord, we were in trouble financially. And I said, but you said in your word, if you're willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. And I'd heard Brother Hagin talk about that. You know, he wants you to drive the good. Now, he said, you don't qualify for that. What? He said, you haven't had anything good to say about daily television since the day I told you to do it. And he's right. And he took me over to the curse. Isaiah 28, 47. How much time we got? I can do it in 1 minute. I know I can. Y'all pray. Stop the clock. Because you serve not the Lord your God with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. And he said, that's what he said, that's the reason you've had certain problems. I'll change that. And ever since then, I serve the Lord my God with joyfulness and gladness of heart. And I love daily television. I fell in love with it. Glory to God. I can't wait to get here. And the first time I sat down and I told a little bit of that story and it hit me. And I jumped up and ran around the table just shouting. I love it. I absolutely love it. Of course. And we're done again. Come on, Jerry, help us, son.
Thank you, Papa. Listen, faith prepares for what it expects. And the motive of faith is always love, because faith works by love. And when you share the love of God with other people, it opens the door to you to receive your heart's desires as well, because God is love and He heals you. He prospers you for that one reason, because He loves you. And it's time to receive that as the truth in your life and allow His love to become the force behind your faith.
Partnership is so important. You know, we need to be joined to one another. You know, you have synergy. You know, we all have different strengths and weaknesses. And when you come together with others, your weaknesses are swallowed up by each other's strengths.
You know, the Word says that as you give, that same grace would come on you. So we look at the opportunity that as we are partners with Him, the same grace that's on this ministry is also on us as a church, as a ministry, as a family.
It's exciting to be a partner with a work that is doing great things all over the world. Lives are being touched and millions of people have been changed because of this ministry. And we're just grateful to be a part of that.
Partnership isn't about how much you give. Partnership is about that heart connection that you know you're gonna pray. We pray for Brother Copeland's ministry, the whole family, the church, EMIC, and we know they're praying for us.
One of the things I would say about partnership that means so much to me is the fact that it's not just something a person decides to do. It's actually in the scripture, a calling. You're actually, if you're a partner, you're actually as called to be a part as the individual who was called to the ministry, because you're one. And because of that, what happens is people will perceive that as a calling. The anointing will come on them to do it. And the supernatural power, God will go to work around their lives. Not everybody's partner, but you're somebody's partner. And I can't think of a better place to take a part than KCM.
Every Friday is offering day on this broadcast. So I want to read to you again from Galatians chapter 6. Verse 6 says, "Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." Listen, if you've heard the word today or all this week on this broadcast, many of you have been watching this broadcast faithfully for years now. If you've heard the word and it's brought light and truth and answers to your heart, that's a good thing, and that's what this ministry is all about. But you have an assignment. According to this word, according to this scripture, our assignment when we hear the word is to go back before the Lord and say, "How do I respond to this? How do I share with the one who's taught me?" And what you're doing when you step into that assignment is fulfilling this role we call partnership. Well, it's not just us who call it partnership. It's the scriptures. It's the word of God that assigns us to partner with each other in the preaching of the gospel. And many of you watching this broadcast, you are partners. And we want to let you know how much we love you, how much we thank God for you. And Kenneth and Gloria Copeland appreciate you and are praying for you every single day. You know, the Lord has called this ministry to preach the word of faith. And that is exactly what this ministry has done for more than 50 years now. Now, they've obeyed God to get this uncompromised word of faith on every available voice. Now, over the years, those voices have been this broadcast, the network that's going out everywhere, the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine, the website, every social media post, every time you call and pray with somebody, every email that goes out. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And every one of these avenues is about one thing: getting the word of God into your life. And when you sow into Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you are connecting with a ministry that specializes in using their faith and teaching other people how to live and how to walk and how to talk and how to fight by faith. That's what this ministry is all about. And when you sow into that vision, what you are saying is, "I don't want this good word to just stop with me. I want this to get into the lives of people all over the world." And that's what makes partnership so powerful. Father, we thank you for the giving of the people today. We receive it from their heart of faith and love. We ask you to see it, receive it, and we call them blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, if you missed any of the broadcast this week with Brother Copeland, you can always go back and watch it for free on KCM.org or on KCM's Roku channel. Get caught up, and even if you've heard it once, hear it again and hear it again and hear it again, because that's how faith comes. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for your faithful support. To give by text to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, text the letters KCM and the dollar amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.